striped bass, false albacore, bonita, sea robin. I love these.
Janet Messinia was not looking into an aquarium.
That's a sea robin scup. The Spanish mackerel, which we get a few around here.
This isn't a fish market either.
Bluefish, that's a nice one. That's about a 15-pounder. Weak fish, also called a sea trout.
Janet is at home in her basement on Martha's Vineyard. There are hundreds of fish in here. They're on the walls, on the work tables, and even gently placed on the floor. She skinned, cleaned, dried, arranged, and painted each one. Janet is a taxidermist.
The word taxidermy is derived from a Greek word. Taxi means to move, and dermy means the skin. So basically what you're doing is taking the skin and you're moving it from the creature, you know, cleaning out all the meat and anything that's going to rot, and move that skin onto an artificial body.
And in the art of taxidermy, animals are mounted, not stuffed.
Stuffing isn't the right word. You know, like we say, you can stuff peppers or stuff cabbage, but not stuff fish.
Janet specializes in skin mounts, which means she handles and mounts the real skin of a fish onto a foam fish body. Recently, she's been gathering back all the pieces she loaned to local tackle shops as displays. Janet is edging into retirement and wants to stop advertising her services. As a result, her basement has turned into an under-the-sea themed party.
Did you see my little minnows? I do these little minnows.
Janet is 64 years old. She has graying hair and a petite frame, but don't be fooled. She's also a tough fisherman who will fish into the night for the right catch. In 1984, before she was a taxidermist, Janet took second place overall in the Martha's Vineyard Striped Bass and Bluefish Derby.
I should have had first place. There's never been a woman ever.
She caught a 45-pound striper and wanted to get it mounted. Janet took it to a taxidermist on the Cape, who made a fiberglass replica of her fish, not the skin mount she had hoped for.
And when I got it back, I looked at it and I thought, you know what? Somebody needs to do skin mounts. You can't even compare the skin mounts to the fiberglass. So I started to pursue taxidermy.
Janet says mounting fish is tough, tougher than mounting other animals.
Fish are the hardest. I do some birds. When I did the birds, I'd skin them, scrape them, tan them, degrease them, put the feathers on a body. It's basically finished at that point. When I do that to a fish, I'm halfway there. Feathers on the birds hide a multitude of sins, you know, if you cut a little hole in it. But on a fish, there's a lot of building up and setting eyeballs and just a lot of sculpture work and a lot of painting. So it's a lot of work.
And larger projects, say a 50-pound striper, could take up to 40 hours of labor. The head alone might take 6 hours to clean. Drying the skin of all its oils takes months. The whole process could last about a year, from start to finish.
You know, it's just the nature of the beast. It just, you can't rush it.
It's this attention to detail that sets Janet apart from other taxidermists. She doesn't cut corners, and you can physically see that in a Janet Messinio skin mount.
I do hand-carved bodies. It's called an S. And so I feel like this is my signature, the S-curve bass. A lot of taxidermists, if you look on the back of the fish, it's just black. You know, I do both sides. I do front and back, and I think that's part of my signature also.
Janet estimates she's mounted between 2,500 to 3,000 fish. She's ready for a change.
Now I'm really trying to retire. There's commercial trophy taxidermy, and then there's the art of taxidermy. And that's where I've tried to transition into.
Oh, you know, I just want to show you. See, this is one of my artworks here.
Lately, she makes art pieces that feature smaller fish in a habitat or scene. She says this is different than commercial taxidermy, which is mounting large fish for bragging rights. She's done with big fish.
What artistically really can you do with a big 50-pound bass? Not a whole lot. You know, I got good at doing what I do after doing it for 25 years, but I couldn't get really creative because I didn't have the time. So the last few years, I'm sort of aiming towards the art of taxidermy.
Despite the shift in her work and her ease into retirement, Janet's career has been good to her.
But you know what? I guess I loved it because I got up every morning and I went down into that basement. And to have found a job producing these artworks for people that they really appreciate, you know, so to be a part of that is like, you know, how special is that?
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Emily Hsiao.